要. We often use 要 in the daily life. It means to want. For example, 我要去王小姐家. We use 要不要 to ask people if they want to do something. In the text, Mr. Lin asked Mrs. Lin,
你要不要学画画?
It means, 你想不想学画画? We might answer,
我要学
or 我不要学。Let's look at 喜欢。
我很喜欢画画。
It means, I like to paint very much. If we want to ask a question, we can say,
你喜不喜欢唱歌?
Or,
你喜不喜欢打球?
Mr. Lin asked,
你不喜欢画画吗?
Mrs. Lin answers,
不是不喜欢,只是觉得我没那个天才。
We use 天才 to talk about talent. For example,
爱因斯坦是个天才。
我没有那个天才 means, I don't have that talent. Mrs. Lin is worried that she doesn't have any talent for painting. But Mr. Lin says,
只要有兴趣,天才可以练习出来的。
We say 兴趣 to express an interest in something. For example, we might say,
他的兴趣是看书,听音乐,
meaning these are the things he's interested in.
他对学中文很有兴趣。
He is interested in learning Chinese.He might decide to study it in a class, or maybe he'll learn it on his own. Next, let's look at the word 练习. It means to practice, or, in other words, to keep on doing something even if you're not good at it. If you keep practicing something, you will improve for sure. So,
学好中文要靠不断的练习。他们正在练习弹钢琴。
If you keep practicing Chinese, you'll learn it well. Okay, let's take a look at the new words in the last paragraph. Let me introduce 别. It's a simple word.
别,
别 means do not. For example, 你别走 means 你不要走. The husband persuades his wife.
别一天到晚在家里忙。应该出去走走。
We use 应该 when we want to say should. For example, when our teachers tell us,
学生都应该要用功念书。
It's a piece of advice each of us 应该 remember.
出去走走。
出去 means to walk around and relax. The opposite of 出去 is 进来。走means to walk.
出去走走 means to take a walk.
But it also means to do some other things besides housework. A housewife can 出去 to learn paint or do flower arrangement.